Today we are going to go into how to get into CIS Web and put your page that you created up on the server. Okay, so what we need you to do is find your username and password. They were sent to you on the 5th from CIS Web. Okay, so they were sent to you on the 5th from CIS Web. So go find those. Has everybody found them? Anybody still looking? Okay. So now you want to go to the main screen here and click on software. And under software, you'll find WinSCP. So you're going to click on WinSCP. So I've got software, click on WinSCP. And when I click on WinSCP, this is what comes up. Okay. So the host name is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Some of my notes are a couple of years old, and they say bristol.mass. And I've made the comment on my webpage, ignore that. Bristol CC now, they've changed it. So it's bristolcc.edu. Last year they also changed the port number. So my handouts say 22, they now have, should say 220. Okay, so they changed that as well. So now you go down and this is WinSCP, which is the thing that will, one of the editors that allows you to get into the web, into the server. And this is the one the college uses. On my page, there is something you can click on that's called WinSCP, which takes you to their site, and you can download it for free. Okay, it's a free download if you want to do it. But one way or another, you either have to have WinSCP at home, or you need to use it here in our labs, because you're going to have to put your web page up on the server, okay? So, the next thing is I need to fill in the username and the password. The way they've got it set up, I have to hit in login to do that. So, I click on login. And then I click on user, okay, click on login, and then it asks for my username. So I give my username, okay, which is the standard username that you use to log into everything. So you put in your username, and then click OK. And it asks for your password. It gives you the little speech, and then it asks for your password. And you enter your password. Okay. And it actually goes in here. I was already in, so it takes me in someplace else. Okay, it should go in, and it should say here, up at the top, home, and your username. Just like it says home and my username. Okay?
Which one of the password it is? Because I have Linux, MySQL, and Oracle.
Linux
is the one.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So So you're using your Linux password to get in here. So you put in your username and your Linux password, which is what they sent to you. And you put those in and you get here. Now once you're here, you need to go into public HTML. Okay, so you need to go into public HTML. Now what you're looking at here, when you look at this, is this is local. Actually what it's showing is my flash drive. But if I click on the down arrow here, I can see the C drive and any other drive that's local. This is the local. Over here is the server. So this is our CIS web server, which we are having you put information up on. So the next thing I do is I click on public HTML. And it now takes you in some place that is going to have only one thing for you and have miles of things for me. And I've stored a lot there, okay? I'm now in public HTML. So at this point, I can make a directory if I want to, or I can just drag things from the local up here to the server, okay? I'm going to make a directory. So I'm going over and I'm saying under files, okay, I'm going to go under files and I'm going to make a directory. Now before I do that, notice that this is a little bit darker than this. That means that it is now talking about anything I enter will be for the server. If I click here, it's now local. If I click here, it's now for the server. I want to put something on the server, so I have to make sure that's highlighted. So I'm going to make a file, and I'm going to call it file new, and I'm making a new directory. So file new directory. And I'm going to call this A19 fall. Okay? So I'm calling this A19 fall. In the last class, I already used fall 19, so now I'll flip it. So I'm calling this A19 fall, and then I'm saying OK. And I've now made a directory called A19 fall. And then, if I want to put something in that directory, I can open it up, and I can go over, in my case, to my E drive. You might go to your flash drive. You might go to the N drive. And I can find an HTML page that I wrote last week, and I can drag those HTML pages up here. And when I drag them over, I have now put them up on the server. So I have now put my page up on the server. Okay, is everybody with me? Yeah. Yes. You go to file.
That's the same.
No. You can call it anything you want to. So you're going to go to file new, and you can make a folder or not. If you're having problems getting in, let us know, because either Joe or I can come around. You're having problems. You go there, I'll go here. Because I anticipate that you're going to have problems getting in. Okay, so for some reason it lets you do that. I don't know why it lets you do that. Okay, that's, I guess, all right. Try save. That's a different way than usual. Okay, say login. And now it wants a, go ahead, you can continue. Now it wants your password. So put your password in. click on public HTML. Okay, and now I'm over here, and you don't want local disk, you probably want your flash drive. So, or the N drive, one or the other. The N drive, did you put some things out there? Yes, you did. So you can drag those over to here now, and they will be up on the server. So you can drag the HTML pages and the images, if you want the image over there, you can drag them over. So you can drag things over and put them up on the server. Yeah. If the person next to you is having problems and you have it working, help them. Nobody's next to you. Click on public HTML. And then what you want to do is come over here to local disk and change that to find your stuff. Okay, and then and now just drag them across. Yep. And say okay. And now you've got to put over your image too if you're using it. Okay. And so you've now got stuff over there. If you wanted to make a directory, you could do that by saying instead, saying file, new, directory. And that gives the directory a name, whatever you want to call it. And then say OK. And then if you want to, you can drag the things up and put them in the directory if you'd rather have them up there. OK? And I haven't yet talked about how to find them. So we haven't got the. Okay, has everybody got something up on the server? Yes, no, maybe?
Yep.
Everybody got something up on the server?
Yep.
Okay. Because if not, please let us know. Either Joe or I will come around and help you. This is going a lot smoother than it was in the last class. Did I explain it better or all? It's just going a lot smoother. Okay, so I have something up here on the server. Now the point is I want to have an address so I can send it to my friend in Japan and have them be able to see my page. So I'm going to bring up a browser, and I'm bringing up Fox. And my address that I'm going to put in here is the host, which is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. So the first thing I do is put in the host. What this is telling me is that there is a server called cisweb at bristolcc, and I am using that server. So I'm going there, then I put a slash, then I put the tilde. And the tilde is underneath the escape. It's the curly thing. So I put the tilde there. And then I put P. Grosser, or my username. You're going to put your username. So you're going to put a tilde and your username. Then if you used a folder, you put in the name of the folder. So the folder I used was A19 Fall. So that's the name of my folder. If you didn't use a folder, then you don't put a folder name in. If you didn't use a folder, that means it's in the root. And the root doesn't need a folder name. And then once I put in the folder name, I put another slash, and I put the name of the file.
Can you repeat
just a minute. So I put the name of the file, and then I put .html, and there is my page. Okay? One of my first unimpressive pages. But there is my page. So what I've got there is the address to find it. And the address to find it is first I put the host, then I put the tilde and the username. And then if I have a folder, I put the folder, and then I put the file. Okay? Now notice up here it talks about home and it talks about public HTML. We don't use those. The tilde takes the place of those. So the tilde is what we need to direct us to our stuff. The tilde in our username directs us to our stuff. People make the mistake of putting the word home or putting the word public HTML in their address and then they don't get it. So don't do that. So you are going to put in the host, then the tilde in the username, then the folder, and then the file. And then hit enter, and magic happens. You had a question, right?
Yeah.
Joe, can you?
Yeah, so this is the...
Yes, your
oh,
username. Okay. Yep, your username, because you're going into your area.
Yeah.
So you want to put your username. Oh, he's got something else. Okay, just a second. You didn't make a folder, no, but that's okay. You can just drag everything over, or you can make a folder if you want to. And if you want to make a folder, you do files, new. Over here, you go up under files, and then new, and then directory, which is a folder. And then you can name a folder and put it up there. And then you can put things in the folder. So it's up to you which way you go. You have to.
So there's my username, there's my file, and that is the...
Okay, Bristol CC.
CC.edu.
Bristol CC. So before the dot, Bristol, right after the L.
Thank you.
Okay, but what you really want to do is type that address in.
Here?
There, yeah. So let's try typing it in. So it's CISWeb. Dot Bristol CC. Dot EDU. Okay, the tilde in your username. Oh, I'm sorry, you should have been a slash before the tilde. Slash, and then the tilde, and then your username. And then slash, and did you use a folder? There's the name of the folder, CIS-124, it looks like.
CIS-124.
Right, so put it up here. Okay, now let's put a slash, and now let's find out what you call that. Go there, that question. Okay, so it's homework space. Assignment. Okay, let's change that name. First of all, do not use embedded spaces when you name something. Basically, think of addresses you see up there. They don't have embedded spaces in them. What they do is they change it to, I think, the %20. If you put an embedded space in, so you're going to have these %20s embedded in your name, and you don't want those. So make it a really short name as opposed to, you know, 8-character name, not a 28-character name. So now we've called it, I like that one a lot better, except it should have a .html.
Okay, not .txt.
Not .txt, it's an HTML file. Okay. And hopefully that exists. So again, what you've got is host, tail username, folder if you have one, file. Got a page up there and been able to see the page. That's the two important things. Got a page up there and then you're able to see a page. Yes, no, maybe? If anybody's having problems with that, that's why Joe's standing there waiting. Anybody got a problem? Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah. But my image is not showing, is that fine?
No, your image, if your image isn't showing, then you didn't give it the address right of the image somehow, or you didn't upload the address. Want to come up?
Yep.
And you look like you're stuck. How are we doing over here? Use this kind of slash. The one that bends forward. And then now you want your folder. Did you make a folder? No, over on the server, did you make a folder? Let's see what the server has. We did not make a folder. You just had a file, which is fine.
Yeah,
so down here. We are now, say, file12.html.
That's the image.
Dot
HTML. Okay. So, close up, cancel out. Your issue is you have the image saved as an HTML file. Okay. Okay, so let's go ahead and drag that instead. Drag that over. Let's go ahead and delete
that
page.
So we have to look at what the problem is. We've got,
no,
we'll bring it back up.
Now let's try to refresh that page.
CISOM/tilde/wsm/file12.html.
the only thing that's missing. Just whatever the image is, it's best to leave it for now. So if it's a GIF or a JPEG, just leave it like that. You don't have to, the only thing that needs to be.
Okay, everybody seems okay?
You have to make sure the image is in the same folder. So it has to be in the same directory. So because it's right there, because of the way the code, it picks it up. Oh, okay, there's a missing.
If you use a folder and put the folder address right after your username, and then you put the content. If you have images, the images have to be uploaded into the same folder as the page. If not, you will need to do addressing where you tell it where it is. And we don't want to get into that, so we want the images in the same folder. So if you have an image, they need to be in the same folder as the page. And then you can refer to the image in the page, and it can find it. Remember, it needs to be able to find the image. And if it's in the same folder, it can find it. Okay? So you have to do it that way. If you don't use a folder, that's fine. Then everything has to be right in public HTML in the root. Okay, so if you don't use a folder, the root is fine. It can hold both the page and the images. But they have to be in the same place. Okay, so your first assignment for this week is to send me the address of your page. Okay, so I want you to send me an email that contains the address so that if I click on the address, I'm going to see your page. Okay? So you've already, by tomorrow or Thursday, you're going to send me the page itself by the following Thursday, and I can assume that, you're going to send me the address, okay, up on the server. So that if I click on the address you send me, your page will come up. Okay? And I'll see your page with the images on it. So that's due next Thursday. Your page to me is due this Thursday, just sending it as an attachment. If you figured out the address, you can make it a twofer and send it to me as an attachment, and also send me the address and get that assignment checked off. Okay? There are several assignments for this week. Okay, questions? Everybody is comfortable with sending me an address, right? If not, speak, please. Okay. All right, then we are done with this. So the next thing we're going to look at is access. Okay. So, what have I got here? All of these go away. Just in case. Okay. So now I'm going to go, and unfortunately, access is not on your machines. Or it is, but it's not easily accessible. So in the find, I'm putting access. If you find it because somebody already opened it, that's terrific. So it may be there, but they were having problems in the first class. So just type in access down here on type here to search. And when it comes up, click on it and you should see this. So I'm now seeing access. Okay. Access is a database. It's a low-end database, to be honest. Big companies will not use access, but a small company will. And it's free and it's, some of the principles are easy to cover. So we use Access to teach you a little bit about the basics of databases because the principles carry on to any database. But as I said, a big company would not probably use Access. You know, a small gift shop or something might. So once Access has come up, I want to create a blank database. So I'm going to come over here and I'm going to click on blank database. Okay, again, if you can't find Access, put up your hand and Joe will come around and help you. So we're going to click on blank database. And at that point, it's going to come up and ask you about where to put the database and what to call it. Okay? So I'm going to call it student F19. Okay?
Do we call ours separate?
You can do either. You can make up your own name for it, or you can use my name. It doesn't matter.
Where is it going to go?
Well, we're going to choose that in just a minute.
Okay.
So you're going to put it on your flash drive.
Okay.
Okay? So I call this one student F19. And now I need to choose where to put it. So I'm going to click on that folder. Okay? So I'm clicking on this folder here. And that's going to let me pick where I want to put it. And I'm going to put it on my E drive. So I am picking my E drive. And then I'm saying OK. And it comes back and tells me that it is going to be putting student F19.accc.db is the extension for Access. And it's going to put it on the root of the E drive. I could have put it in a folder. I didn't. I just put it on the root. Okay. So I have now got it ready to be put onto my E drive. And at that point, I click on Create. Okay, has everybody got it where they want it to go? So at that point, I click on Create. And this is what comes up when I click on Create. So now, I am going to actually make a little change. I don't like this methodology of entering things that they have here. So I'm going to click up here on this pile of tools and make a change. So I'm going to click up on the pile of tools. And it comes up and says, okay, you need a table name. You need to name this table. And I'm going to call this table Stew. Okay? Because I call the database student, I'm just going to call this database Stew. Okay? So notice that I have up here the database is student F19.accc.db. And now I'm going to call the table Stew. They have temporarily named it table 1. But they're going to replace that name in just a minute and make it Stew.
Oh, she put down the view. Oh, you're here already, though. Oh, there you go.
So I'm saying okay, and now notice it has a table name Stew. Okay, so now I'm going to describe the fields on this table. Every record on this table is going to have a particular layout. And I'm planning the layout now. Okay? So I'm going to call the first first field, IDNO, or I'm going to call it actually STU, IDNO, STU ID number. You can call it whatever you want, but that's what I'm calling it. If you want to be consistent with me, it probably makes sense to do it. So I'm calling it STU ID number.
STU.
So I'm calling this STU ID number. And I don't like auto number. Auto number makes numbering, the first person is one, next one's two, next one's three. I just don't like that. So I click beside it and I get the little down and I am going to make it a just plain number. Okay? So now I've chosen to make it a number. Down here, it gives me a place to fill in the field size. So I'm going to fill in the field size by making it just a regular integer. Okay? I don't want a really big number. I just want a regular integer. So I change that to integer. Okay? Now notice that next to the student ID number is a key. That key is the primary key. If it wasn't there, I could hit on it over here to get it. There's primary key over there. The primary key uniquely identifies a record. So your student ID is unique to you. No two students have the same ID. Okay? Your driver's license number is unique for the state of Massachusetts. Is unique. No two people in Massachusetts have the same driver ID. So primary key means it has to be unique. I can't have two students with the same ID number. Okay? And most every table that is created is going to have a unique identifier with the primary key indicator next to it. So the next field I'm going to make, I go down to the next line, and I'm going to make this the student name. So I called it STU name. Okay. And when I tab over or move the cursor over, it tells me it's going to be a short text field, which means if you look down here, the field size is going to have a maximum of 255 characters. Okay. I don't want anybody to know anybody that has 255 character name. I'll never remember. So I'm going to make a smaller thing here because I don't think it's practical. So I'm going to say, let's say 30. Okay. If your name is longer than 30, you got to abbreviate. So I'm putting in a 30-character name. I could make it 50, but 255 is really kind of far too much. So I'm saying my second field is going to be the student's name. Okay? Then my next field is going to be major. And that's also going to be short text. And that one I'm going to make two characters because the code for your major is a two-character field. CI for computers, BU for business, EN for engineering, and so forth. So I'm just making that a two-character field. Notice that I am not putting any spaces in these names. And you want to be sure not to. Because if you put spaces in a name, it becomes harder when we start looking at some more advanced queries to do them. It just complicates life. And professionals tend not to use spaces and things. Okay, make the name. If I want to do, I could have made STU and then capitalize the N, and that makes it kind of stand out as two separate words. But you don't want to put a space in there. Pretty much, I hate spaces in any name of anything, okay, in computers. I will curse Microsoft forever for allowing that to happen, because prior to Microsoft, nobody had a space, and then Microsoft decided to do it, and they've complicated our lives. So anyway, don't do it, please. Okay, the next thing is GPA. I want to know the student's GPA. And under GPA, I'm going to pick a number. And I am going to, and down here, I'm going to pick single. If you pick decimal, then apparently you may have to, decimal wasn't working right in the last class. It looks like you have to pick how many decimal places you want. So if you pick decimal here, you have to fill in your decimal places. Okay. I just use single all the time because that works just fine. And double if it's bigger, yeah.
Where you entering that?
Single.
Yeah, where?
Down at the bottom where it says field size.
All right.
See it way down there? I'm choosing single down there at the bottom where it says field size. Only one. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to put in number of courses. NUMCRS, I called it, for the number of courses. So I want to know the number of courses the person has taken. I'm going to make that a number. And I am going to make this a just plain integer as opposed to a long integer. So field size, I've made that an integer. Okay, so the number of their courses they're taking is an integer. So now I have my layout of my table. Okay, so I am going to now put data into my table. So there's two things that you have to do. You have to structure the table, set up what the records look like, and then you have to put data into those records. So what I've got here is basically I have a database, and the database contains a table. In the real world, the database will end up containing multiple tables. The table contains records. So I will have a record for each student. And each record will contain fields. And those are the fields that each record will contain. So every record will have the same structure as all the other records. Every record is going to have the same layout. It's going to have an ID, a name, a major, a GPA, and a number of courses. Okay, so every record is going to look the same. If I have 50 students, there will be 50 records on that table. If I have 1,000 students, there will be 1,000 records on that table. So every student will get their own record. And because the STU ID is a primary key, is unique, every student will have their own unique ID number. Okay? Okay, so now I'm going to go and enter data. This little icon right over here under file is a toggle. If I click on it with the grid showing, it will go in and actually, it will ask me to save first and I'll say yes. And then it goes in and it shows me a grid where I can enter the data. If I go back to the view, I can toggle back and forth. There's the structure, there's the data. There's the structure, there's the data. So I can toggle back and forth between them. So I'm going to enter in here something like 111 is my student ID. Susan Ash is my student name. My major is CI. The GPA is 3.9. And the number of courses is 12. So I've entered in data for all of the fields. I made my student ID 111. I made my student name Susan Ash. My major is CI. My GPA is 3.9. And my number of courses is 12. So I've put in one record. Okay, so now I'm going to go and put in a few more records. So I can tab over, and I can now put in a second record. You don't have to put in the same thing that I'm putting in, but what I would like you to do is have a lot of variety. So don't make everybody a CI major. Don't give everybody the same GPA or number of courses. Give them some variety and enter some records in. If you want to, you can follow mine or you can do your own. Make about 6 records or something like that. Have you got about 6 records in there? There's clicking still going on. It's probably close enough. Okay, so I've now saved the student table. And if I click on the X, actually I will save it and put it down. So the table is now listed over here under Tables 2. And if I want to see it, I can just click, right click, and say open. And there it is. And then I can toggle back and forth. I could also have said, when I right clicked on it, I could have said design view, and it would have opened in the design view. So I can toggle back and forth and see the design and the data. So every table in a database is made up of 2 parts, the structure and the data that it contains. Okay? So now I can go and I can use this table. So I can create, what we're going to create is a query. And a query is where, okay, I've got this database of all of the students at BCC. Somebody calls up and says, I want a list of all students that are eligible for honors. So I need everybody greater than, let's say, 3.2. So give me a list of all the students with a GPA greater than 3.2. Okay, so I have to prepare a query to query the database, find all the records with a GPA greater than 3.2, and put them on the list. They might ask for all CI majors, or all CI majors with a GPA greater than 3.2. So a query is asking me to give them records that meet certain criteria that they have, certain needs that they have. If I have a database of a couple of thousand, it's useless to print it all out. What I want is to put in criteria and get the CI majors, get the art majors, get the engineering majors, get the engineering majors that are in trouble, get the engineering majors that are honors, and so forth. And I want to put in queries like that to do it. So, when I want to create a query, I click on Create up here on the top line, and then I click on Query Design. So I'm clicking on Create and then Query Design. And I double click on that, and this is what I see. Okay? So this is a list of the tables that are associated with this database. I've only got one table associated with the database, so that's all it has, is just one table there. So I want to create a query, and notice this query is called Query 1 right now. I want to create a query, and so I'm going to add that table to the query. So I've now got that table there. And then I can close this because I've got my table. Okay. Down below is what I'm going to use to make the query. And it has a field name of what table it's in. If I want to do a sort, I can check that off if I want to show. So I might have a field that I want to use, but I don't want to show, I leave it empty. If I want to show it, I put a check in there. And then I can have criteria, and we'll be looking at the criteria as we go along. So the first thing I have to do is make the table. So I can double-click on StuID, or just click on it and drag it down. And that fills it in. So there's the stu ID, and notice it also filled in the table and told me it was from the stu table. Then I can drag down the student name, and now I've got the student's name there. And then I can drag down, or actually what I'll do is come down here. If I click on that field, it gives me the choices, and I can just choose major. So I clicked on that third box. and it showed me all the choices, so I'm going to select major. And then I'm going to click again and select GPA. And I decided I don't want a number of courses. So that's fine. I don't have to see all of it. And in fact, usually you don't want to see it all. Notice that all the fields that I brought down say show. Okay? If for some reason I wanted to have a field that I wanted to test, but I didn't want to show, I could unclick that. But that's not very frequent. Usually I want to see the results of what I test. Okay, so now I've got this. And if I look at this and say, okay, now I want to see the view that I would make if I did this. So I click on view, and it now shows all of the records, but just the four fields. It doesn't show the five fields because I said I didn't want to see all five fields. I didn't want to see the fifth one. So it's just showing me the four fields. So now I come back and I decided to see all majors that were CI majors. So I'm putting a CI in, and the CI is going at the intersection of major, which is the field I want to test, and criteria, because I want to test for major equal to CI. I put that in quotes. If I didn't put it in quotes, Microsoft would fix it for me and put it in quotes. Okay? So I'm now saying I want to see only the students that have a major of CI. And so if I view this, there are the students that I'm only seeing the CI majors. The BU majors aren't there. Okay. So now I would like you to go in. Wait a minute. Let me save this. If I click on an X over here to close query one, it comes back and asks me how I want to save it, what name I want, and I'm going to call it major, CI major. So I'm saving this as CI major. And so anytime anybody wants to see a list of CI majors, all they have to do is bring up that query and open it, and they will see a list of CI majors. Okay? So just open it, and there they are. So they can bring it up and see them. Okay. I would like you now to go in and do a query and do everybody that has, let's say, a GPA greater than 3. Or you pick a number, whatever you want. But I want you to test GPA for something. Okay, so GPA greater than 3 or something like that.
You know, it's quotes. It's not an asterisk.
So now try recommends over here under view. And there it is, okay? So come up with a GPA greater than whatever number you want to pick. So create query design. I can also change the order. So in doing this, I'm going to put major at the end. So I can also change the order of things that I want to see. I want greater than 3, so you're going to be using what? The greater than symbol, right? Okay, I am done with what I want to do today because the next thing is going to take longer. So you actually got out 9 minutes early today. So if you have problems, feel free to stay. Joe and I will be here for a while this afternoon. Actually, you'll be here till what, about 5?
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. And if somebody comes in and claims the room, whenever Joe is here, then he's just going to go find someplace else and tell the help desk. So if you can't find him, he's there. But there were far less problems in this group than there were in the first group. So we got done early.
I'm actually going to be at
104 today, that's right. Okay, so 104 is where he is on Tuesdays. So we are done.
Do we save this anywhere?
Or it just saves.
And it's already gone to our flash drive? Where we
yes. When you say file close, it does a save. Do you want to save changes? But I just, that's a, that's about my GPA. So yes, it should have saved.
Greater than
their
query name.
I never use special characters. I don't know for sure. Microsoft may let you, but I just never do anyone. I write GR or something.
What room did he say he's going to be in?
104.
Thank you.
So Joe will be in 104 if you want some help. And I will be back and forth. If there are multiple people, I'll be there. If there aren't, then I'll go do some work. Yeah. Ooh! Congratulations. Come on in. I'm not jealous of you.
Okay. To start out with.